This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. As Greece tries to solve its financial crisis, many Europeans have criticized the role of credit rating agencies. These are the agencies that decide whether a company or a country has good credit. Greece's debt problems and the value of the euro took a turn for the worse last week after Standard & Poor's downgraded Greek government bonds to junk status. As Eleanor Beardsley reports, many Europeans are suspicious of the three major credit rating agencies, which are all based in America or Britain.
Europe is now deep in its own crisis, but there is still the feeling here that the world's financial woes all began in America. The U.S., and to a lesser extent Britain, are viewed as lands of harsh, uncontrolled capitalism, places where some make millions speculating on stock markets while others beg in the streets. Here, markets are viewed with suspicion. On one of the many French talk shows this week devoted to the Greek crisis, participants argued over the market's role in the chaos. Since the beginning of this crisis, the financial markets have been our enemy, says the show host. He then puts on a clip from Oliver Stone's 1987 consummate market morality tale, Wall Street, starring Michael Douglas and Charlie Sheen.
So tell me, Gordon, when does it all end, huh? How many yachts can you water ski behind? How much is enough?
It's not a question of enough, pal. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins, somebody loses. Money itself isn't lost or made. It's simply transferred from one perception to another, like magic.
Many people now see credit rating agencies as part of that world, says Philippe Dessertine, an economist at Paris's Institute of High Finance and one of the talk show participants.
There are many criticisms against rating agencies, probably mainly because they are in an Anglo-Saxon world and they are identified as American.
The world's three main rating agencies, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch, are all headquartered in New York and London. This week, European politicians railed against them, questioning their power, motives, and timing in bringing an entire country to its knees. José Manuel Barroso, president of the European Commission, says the credit rating agencies disregarded massive European support when calculating Greece's financial health and let the dark mood in financial markets cloud their judgment.
The crisis has also once again brought the role of credit rating agencies to the fore. These agencies play a pivotal role in the functioning of financial markets. But ratings appear to be too cyclical, too reliant on the general market mood rather than on fundamentals.
One Europarliamentarian went further, asking, who is Standard & Poor's anyway? No one here has forgotten that both Lehman Brothers and reinsurer AIG were given creditworthy status just before they went bankrupt. But Professor Dessertine says the rating agencies have made important reforms since the subprime crisis and are complying with new regulations. He says while it would be a good thing to have a little more competition in the field, the analysis tools of the top three are now sharper than ever. Blaming the ratings agencies for Greece's dilemma is like blaming the doctor when he tells you you're sick, says Dessertine. But some European leaders are looking for a scapegoat because they have no solutions, he says.
For the politician in Europe, and especially in France, it's more convenient to find a scapegoat, to identify a sort of guilty in this crisis. In the past, we had the big banks, probably Anglo-Saxon banks, and now we are around the rating agencies.
In a joint letter yesterday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy demanded a review of how agencies evaluate government debt and publicize their decisions. And after what happened to Greece, the EU says it plans to create a new market authority to limit the power of ratings agencies, especially when it comes to the debts of a sovereign nation. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.